And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. She's played with Motley Tuttle, and Billy Strings makes an appearance on her debut solo album. Grammy Award-winning musician and incredible double bass player, Shelby Means is going to share a special tune just for you. It's called Five String Wake Up Call, and it's sure to get you going. The Mooncats incorporate a little washboard and a little mouth harp in what they do. They are cool and eclectic, and they are from Pig City, North Dakota. They're going to join us on the program as well. Plus, Fargo-based songwriter Michael Todd, and from New York, we have a teacher and performer, Lee Ann Suris, and she's going to help us solve the mystery of the folk song, I Found a Horseshoe. I'm Tom Russo. We begin today with Revere Rivers, a contemplative piano player and songwriter. And I'm kind of in that summer's not quite over yet sort of mood, if you know what I mean. It was hotter than sin yesterday, totally sweltering. But today, it's cool. It's kind of like the season's on the verge of changing. And it is. But still, I don't want it to, and you probably don't want it to either. I'm not ready yet. And so a good trick I've learned to expand time is through music. In this case, something kind of swampy and something kind of slow and jazzy. And Revere Rivers will deliver that order right now.
I went downtown to the local jail, hadn't seen my papa in years. He had no one else to pay his bail. Papa broke down in tears. I believe love is greater. Love is greater. I believe love is greater. Love is greater than anything in the world. He said you learned about life the hard way when I left you on your own. I thought I'd have to wait till he was in his grave to feel a healing in my bones. I believe love is greater. Love is greater. I believe love is greater. Love is greater than anything in the world. Papa said, I want to meet my maker. I want to be with your mama. Burn your bad memories in the incinerator. I'm always going to be your papa. I believe love is greater. Love is greater. I believe love is greater. Love is greater than anything in the world.
Hey, Great American Folk Show listeners. My name is Revere Rivers, and I'm getting ready to release my debut album, I Was Born of Water, on Regional Records. I'd love to tell you a bit more about myself and this music. I was raised in Kansas City, and I'm a third-generation musician. My grandfather was a jazz drummer, and my father is a seasoned bassist who's part of the rhythm section throughout my record. My love of jazz led me to New Orleans when I was 18. I studied piano and Hammond B3 from the masters down there. And during my 20s, I moved back to Kansas City and became a firefighter by day, and the rest of the time produced, recorded, and played music. In my 30s, I rerouted. I got married and we had 5 kids. During that time, I started singing again, learning the guitar, journaling, and songwriting. I found myself drawn to the recordings from the late 60s and the early 70s. Eventually, I went into a studio and recorded stripped-down versions of my original songs built around my voice and a lonesome acoustic guitar. A friend at Virgin Music Group heard my recordings and connected me with LA producer Marvin Etzioni, If you don't know Marvin, check him out. He's amazing. He's worked with Lone Justice, Counting Crows, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Trombone Shorty, the list goes on and on. When Marvin got to know me more, he learned about my piano training in New Orleans. My real roots were with Dr. John and Professor Longhair. So I added piano and Hammond B3, and the record really started to find its voice and authenticity. The album features James Gadson on drums on the opening track and first single, A Girl Named Happiness. I was so excited when I heard James was willing to play on the track. Not only has he recorded with Marvin Gaye, Bill Withers, and Paul McCartney, but he's originally from Kansas City. David Ralicky arranged horns for the entire album. Think Stax, early Van Morrison, and Gil Evans as influences. And the legend Bernie Grumman mastered the record. I Was Born of Water is on Marvin Etzioni's label called Regional Records. It will be available on vinyl, CD, and all digital platforms on August 22nd, 2025. The single, A Girl Named Happiness, is available now on your favorite digital platform. Feel free to reach out to me on social media or on my website. And thanks for listening and getting to know a bit more about me.
To the sunset, happy as I ever been. It's been some dark nights where I needed a friend. I tried so many times to sleep. My maker I was trying to meet. Couldn't find no peace, just needed some relief. So one day I found my joy, a girl named Happiness. She was waiting for me. Write your thoughts down, get it out. You might find that you figured something out. Cause one day I found my joy and a girl named Happiness. She was waiting for me. My joy and a girl named Happiness. She was waiting for me.
That was Revere Rivers with a live set of music. Thanks for listening today. I hope you're having a good one. My name is Tom Brousseau. Okay, we're going to turn now to the Mooncats live. They've been on the show before. I really love them. They're fun and eclectic and, well, they all dress alike. They all have scruffy beards. They're musicians. And for Pete's sake, what's there not to love about these guys? They're environmentalists, too. They're from Pick City, North Dakota. The next two tunes are by them.
Hey, Medora, how we doing? All right, all right. Good to see you guys on this Catterday Catterday afternoon with the Mooncats. Thanks for joining us. And yeah, this is our fourth day being here, part of the Medora festivities, and it's been great. So thanks to everybody and making this all possible, the Medora Foundation, for bringing this together. And yeah, we got this set and one more up at the Pitchfork Fondue at 5:15. So if you're interested, come on up there and then catch the musical. So yeah, we've had a lot of fun here and we hope to keep it going. What a beautiful day we've been gifted with. And we're going to play you some of our songs. This first one's called Willy Nilly. A song about sometimes life can get a little willy nilly, but you just got to keep doing your thing and life will align. Work hard at it, and that's what we're trying to do with this music. And we're proud to be a North Dakota band here playing in Medora, historical Medora.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Once again, that's Willy Nilly off of our Hot Tea album. Danny's gonna take a few here.
We'd like to send a big thank you to the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation for employing us out in Medora. We've been a band for 7 years, and it's always been a goal of ours to be here in this historic town in our home state. So a huge thank you. Let's give it up to the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation for all they do.
You just heard the Mooncats live from Medora, North Dakota. It's the Great American Folk Show. And this next little bit that you're about to hear is about family and the power of folk music and the tune, I Found a Horseshoe. It's going to illustrate what I love so much about folk music, and that's mystery. A couple of weeks ago, I got this email from somebody named Leanne Suris from New York City. I'm just going to read it to you. The subject was, I found a horseshoe, too! Exclamation point. She writes, my name is Leanne. I'm from New York. My family's from Brooklyn. I'm a singer, and many close family members are also musicians. I was listening to some old country this morning on my way to my singing gig, and I suddenly remembered this little tune that my family used to sing, so I thought I'd ask Siri. And lo and behold, Apple Music played your recording of I Found a Horseshoe. I was really surprised, but touched to hear your version, and especially to learn that your grandfather taught it to you, as ours did to us. My great-grandfather was born in 1902, and he'd sing with a barbershop quartet in Brooklyn Heights as a young man. The song was sung in my family in barbershop style on road trips in the kitchen or wherever, just to make harmony together. We know it was slightly different lyrics and an extended verse over the same chord progression, but what a sweet delight to hear it recorded this morning. Thanks. So I got to thinking about this, and I reached out to Leanne, and I thought, wow, if you could give your version of this song and your connection to it and even sing it, I'll do the same thing, and let's see where we end up. So let me give you my version of it first. Okay, so my connection to I Found a Horseshoe is that it was a song that was passed down in my family on the Brousseau side. And we would sing it in Drayton, North Dakota, all of us around the piano. My dad, mom, and grandparents, and cousins, and sister, and brother, all of us would sing it. And it was just our traditional family get-together song. I always thought that the song traveled with the cowboys when they would come up from Texas to North Dakota with the cattle, and that they would actually sing this song at night to the herd to sort of calm them down. My great-grandfather Buck loved this tune so much that he even penned a second verse to it, which you're going to hear. Okay, keep this in mind, and let me start another tiny little thread about folk music. Some of it is written because, you know, you're exercising or you're working, and it to make that sort of more tolerable or bearable, I think the mind just, like, wants to sing. Like marching armies, and anytime you read a Shakespeare play, they're always doing work. When they do work, they're actually singing. Or that song by Disney, Whistle While You Work. But then I think some songs just sort of come about. I think it's just a tendency that we have. When we're traveling from A to B, and we're contemplating past wonders and recent wonders and future wonders, it just seems like songs, they just appear. One of the mysteries of I Found a Horseshoe is who wrote it, and I don't think that we can say. I think it just is one of those songs that nobody wrote, or everybody wrote at the same time. Who knows? So you're going to hear my version of the song right now. I Found a Horseshoe. Okay, it was recorded in 2020 in York, England at a house concert. I hope you enjoy it. And then we're going to go into Leanne Suris. She's going to play the song and talk about her connection to it.
End how we began. Maybe let's tune the room up one more time. And listen, there's plenty of goodies up here, and there's lots of drinks back there, and there's a cake, and don't go nowhere after this song. But this one is going to require audience participation. It's a little cowboy song that my grandfather used to sing to me. And I thought that he wrote it. He just wrote the second verse. It's a true folk song, one that was written by many people. And you can sing on this part right here. I found a horseshoe. I found a horseshoe. I picked it up and I hung it on the wall. It was rusty and full of nail holes. Good luck to you forevermore. It's not too hard to remember, is it? So let's start off with it, shall we? Oh, I found a horseshoe. I found a horseshoe. I picked it up and hung it on the wall. It was rusty. Just a little tuft of hair. da, a little there, a spot there.
Hi there, Tom. This is Leanne from Staten Island, New York. I found a horseshoe. It's a very important song to me, and it's one of those sort of unknown folk songs. I learned about it from my grandfather, and my great-grandfather was actually born in 1904 in Brooklyn, New York. And so he was a musician, and he sang with a barbershop quartet in Brooklyn, New York, in Diker Heights. And music for my family was a big part of our upbringing. As a child, we would gather around a piano, and my cousin, who learned how to play the piano from my great-grandfather, would play songs from an old Reader's Digest book from the 60s that my grandfather actually found in a trash can. And the songs in there were sort of old folk songs, and, you know, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, things like that, you know, Alexander's Ragtime Band, things from the 20s and even some of them from the aughts that were, you know, kind of hokey by the standards in the 1990s. But because this was a part of my family's tradition of making music together, we were taught these songs from a young age. I am a fourth generation Italian American. And so my great-great-grandparents came over from southern Italy to New York in the late 1800s. And my grandfather was born in 1924 in Little Italy. And so when he met my grandmother, they lived together in Brooklyn and had two children, my mom and my aunt. And so continued the tradition of sharing music, because my mom and my aunt were both involved in music as children. And when we were growing up, we became involved in music as well. And so much of that music was passed on to us from our grandparents. So I'm lucky to say that at a young age, I had musical knowledge that went back to the 1920s. Later in life, when I became a young adult, I went to college and I studied classical music. And so more of my musical knowledge goes back even further. But having this sweet little folk song has been a little gem in my family's tradition, because there are memories that I have of singing this piece of music with my mom in the kitchen, or singing it with my grandfather and my mom and my grandmother on a road trip, you know, going down to Williamsburg, Virginia, which was a big family tradition for us. So the music became part of the pastime, and it became part of just doing and being together. And when you share music with others, you connect in a way that's different than any other form of connection. And having those memories, thinking of that song, singing that song, will always connect me to those people who are no longer with us. But it's so interesting that when I found your recording of it, you had the same experience. You learned it from your grandfather. And I found that to be so sweet and touching, because who knows this song? I didn't know this song. I can't find it in any recordings. Your recording is the only one that I have. So it was really sweet to hear it from you and to hear your story come through with it. Growing up, I had always learned that this song was performed and recorded by the Mills Brothers, which was a quartet. Maybe not just barbershop, but they would sing in a quartet style, close harmony. And so I had always thought that that's where the song came from, especially with the different lyrics. And the second verse, where the lyrics talk about cows and dogs in a barnyard. So in doing my research, I cannot find a recording by the Mills Brothers at all. So in terms of the family legend of where this song came from, I think maybe we have it wrong in our memory. But I did find the written sheet music, which was compiled in 1927 by the poet Carl Sandburg. And the name of the book is The American Song Bag, not song book, song bag. And what I discovered about this book, because you can view the book on Google Books, it's 353 pages long. What I discovered about this music in the book is that of these 300 some odd songs, they're all categorized into different topics. So this song, I Found a Horseshoe, is under the topic railroad and work gangs. This song came from men that would be working in the fields. And this must have been passed through that folk tradition, you know, people to people, experience to experience. My mom had let me know about something called woodshedding. It was a form of practicing music over and over again in a group in close harmony, sort of working out the details. Because when you think about written sheet music, right, written notation, in a lot of ways, I think especially with folk songs that come from the folk, that come from people, sheet music was hard to come by. You had to pay for that. And if you're a farm worker, if you are a railroad worker, chances are you're working so hard that the only money you're making is to bring back to your family and put food on the table. It's not to buy sheet music. So these songs, these folk songs, were more than likely thought up together, worked out together in small groups of the men and women working in railroads and farms, and just passed on. I find it so interesting that your live recording of the song, you mentioned that this is a cowboy song. And for us up in Brooklyn, New York, there's no cowboys up here. So it had to have migrated up to us in some recording. I just cannot find that recording. In either case, I was so touched to hear your recording of it. And I'm glad that I had the thought to search for one, because we wouldn't be having this lovely conversation. Thank you. I found a horseshoe. I found a horseshoe. I picked it up and nailed it on the wall. It was all rusty and full of nails. It's bound to bring me luck forevermore. The cows in the meadow, they go moo. The dogs in the barnyard, they go bow, wow, wow. And the rooster with his cock-a-doodle-doo. And the rooster with his cock-a-doodle-doo.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. We continue with great voices here on the Great American Folk Show. Michael Todd is a web designer based in Fargo, and on the side, he's been writing some songs. I think the job fuels the art, but I bet in Michael's case, the job that he does as a web designer is also art, so I guess he could say art fuels art. The two songs he's going to share today, Queen of Spades and The State We're In. It's Michael Todd.
We drive to the lake on the old back roads, turned by the river that powers our homes. A deck of cards tucked in my coat, in case the rain came falling. Mom's back home, so Dad's at the wheel. Scout's in the truck bed, clicking his heels. Aunt Loretta would make a meal, and my sister and I went skiing. But the storm rolled in, the sky turned gray. Holiday plans just blew away. I cut the deck as we sat to play, but something still was missing. Take me to the turn, take me to the river, take me to the lake. Luck ran dry when we lost the Queen of Spades. The dock showed shine from Friday's rain. Mama came late but worked the same. Stacked the wood without complaint when her head just kept on aching. She sewed the coat where the pocket tore, found the queen where the hole was worn. I tried again to play that morn when the sun went into hiding. Well, the storm blew in, the sky turned white. At least inside the bugs don't bite. Daylight soon bled into night as Mom and I kept playing. Take me to the turn, take me to the river, take me to the lake. Luck ran dry when we lost the Queen of Spades. By my grandpa's gun, in the tackle box faded from the sun, I find the deck count 51, and wish that Mom were bluffing. Her rocking chair still creaks at night, the wood she stacked is burning bright. My brother deals like we're alright, and I hold my cards in closer. Well, the storm blew in, her face went white. After holding on with all of my lucky cards, nowhere in sight, and I'm waiting on a feeling. Take me to the turn, take me to the river, take me to the lake. Luck ran dry when we lost the Queen of Spades. Turn, take me to the river, take me to the lake. Luck ran dry when we lost the Queen of Spades.
Hello, thanks for listening to The Great American Folk Show. This is Michael Todd, I play with Prairie Wire, and we are a North Dakota project through and through. This project was inspired by driving down I-94 in North Dakota, and I saw a dilapidated farmhouse on the side of the road. It had this huge political campaign sign on it, and I just thought about, you know, what kind of family would live there where they're letting this, you know, piece of family history fall down, but also supporting, you know, a candidate in such a loud and kind of bombastic way. The characters that came about from that kind of initial viewpoint were John and June Thorne. The first song that I wrote was about their engagement in a bar called the Silver Dollar. down in somewhere around Garrison, North Dakota, somewhere in central North Dakota. And it's this kind of Hallmark story where the dad drops the ring and the little dog Scout goes and fetches it. In a way, these characters are stand-ins for my own family. I grew up in western Nebraska. My wife's family is from North Dakota, and we moved back to Fargo a few years ago, and so I've been slowly learning some of the history of the state and trying to incorporate it into these songs. But there is this corollary between the character of John Thorne and my uncle, Dick, who was the high school band teacher in Alliance, Nebraska, where I grew up. And I speak to you today from Grand Island, Nebraska. We are here to honor my Uncle Dick's life. He passed away last week, and so it gives me the great honor of, you know, sharing these songs. I know that he'd be proud of what I've done, and I call him the sharpest teacher with the softest soul. These songs themselves are all about family, you know? Thank you for listening, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.
The hospital closed, now folks gotta drive 60 miles more to stay more alive. The swings are all rusty where the kids used to play. Now weeds around the flagpole grow taller each day. The cold wind won't stop when the sun starts to fade. The road home falls short like promises made. The sign said dead end, but one letter fell, and Lord knows the state we're in as well. The newspaper's down to one day a week. The ink's getting faint, the outlook's gone bleak. The wedding announcements don't fill up the space. Young people found futures in some other place. The classifieds shrink into less than a page. Just tractors and tools from a forgotten age. The truth's gotten smaller, there's not much to see, and Lord knows the state is still haunting me. My daughter moved east for a job and some pay. Sends pictures of grandkids I look at each day. She promises Christmas, but something comes up. The days overflow when you're filling your cup. Her voice sounds the same, but her words have all changed. We're speaking a language that's been rearranged. She says I should move on, but it still hurts like heck. And Lord knows the state that she left is a wreck. My son writes of highways and small town goodbyes, set by the backdrop of Midwestern skies. Sends postcards from cities that I've never seen, with words jotted quickly on roads in between. But late at the tavern when his record comes on, the bartender winks, knowing where he belongs. His lyrics hold secrets that whiskey can't drown, and Lord knows the state that we both carry around. I wear the same sweater my late wife once knit. The elbows are worn, but there's warmth still in it. Some comforts remain that no price tag can bear, like her favorite cup that I handle with care. I still set her place at the table each night. Old habits die hard when you hold them so tight. Old habits die hard when you hold them so tight. Old habits die hard when you hold them so tight. Her wedding ring sits in a box by the bed. Some promises kept and some left unsaid. Her picture still smiles from the dresser each day. 5 years since COVID swept her away. The garden she planted still grows in the sun. I tend it all wrong, but her flowers still come. In a dream just last night, she showed me the way. And Lord knows the state that I want to stay in. This morning while watching the sun rise ahead, something awoke in my heart, in my head. the state of this world and its gold never stays. Like weeds in the schoolyard, it all dies away. What matters is love that we hold in our hearts, not buildings or borders that all fall apart. True home is a feeling that never decays, and that is the state I decided to live in today. And I'll live on that way. Call my son for a change. Ask my daughter if I can stay for a week, for a day. And no matter how long, I'll hope fast, I'll be strong, like my wife would have done. And she still watches on.
This is the Great American Folk Show. So glad you tuned in. Shelby Means is a musician that I've been listening to a long time. Really big admirer of her. She plays the bass and she's a great songwriter as well. She's going to join us in a moment with a live session. But first, check out this new hot single of hers. It's called High Plains, Wyoming.
I ride.
Shelby Means, the new self-titled debut album. Of course, that song is from it. It's called High Plains, Wyoming, features Joel Timmons. Shelby's not only a talented singer and songwriter, but she's also an excellent upright bassist. She won a Grammy along with fellow bandmate Molly Tuttle in Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. Shelby's hardworking. This trait alone will take anyone very far in a career in music. She took some time to send in a live recording from the road. It's called Five String Wake Up Call. This one was co-written by Fargo native Brennan Lee, whom we featured on the show in 2023. So here we go with Shelby Means.
Well, howdy. This is Shelby Means. I'm coming to you now from Laramie, Wyoming. I'm sitting out on my porch where it all began for me with the Five String Wake Up Call. The track that you'll hear today is a live version of my song Five String Wake Up Call, written with the wonderful Brennan Lee from Nashville, Tennessee. And the players on it are Joel Timmons on guitar, Kyle Tuttle on banjo, the five string banjo, Maya DeVitri on fiddle, and Dominic Leslie on mandolin. And I really thought that Dom and Kyle could relate to that song since they're both new dads and they'll soon be having to wake up their kid, potentially, with a loud instrument like the banjo. And I do really have my dad to thank for getting me excited about music when I was a kid. He really loved fiddle players and fiddle playing. He loves playing guitar to back up the fiddle players at like a contest. So he kind of encouraged me to start playing the fiddle when I was 5 years old. And I gave it a try. I even competed in the Wyoming State Fiddle Contest in the Pee Wee Division, and I won second place in that. But I was getting frustrated with that instrument because I couldn't get good fast enough in my five-year-old brain. So I played fiddle for about a year, and then I guess I took a few years off of instruments, and when I was in fifth grade, I started playing the viola in orchestra, slowly getting bigger. After a year of playing orchestra, I decided I wanted to focus more on singing, and I joined the choir and just started getting into my vocals. But I didn't give up on an instrument, and neither did my dad. He told me, if you're going to play something, it doesn't matter what instrument you end up sticking with, but you should know how to play the guitar. So I learned guitar, and then when I was 13, I saw Aaron Coates Youngberg playing the bass at another contest in Douglas, Wyoming, and she was the first woman that I saw playing the bass, and that really inspired me. So then I told my parents that I wanted to play bass, and I got my first bass from the junior high school. I borrowed it from the orchestra. They didn't have enough players then, so I got my first bass, and we had to do a re-setup on it because the action was crazily high. But once I started playing the bass, it stuck. This one is called the Five String Wake-Up Call. Shades and right on the bed. I can still hear it just rolling.
But it still brings a smile when I hear lonesome road blues. Way back then it made me mad and seemed like a crime. I go home and visit just to hear it one more time.
That's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening, and we'd like to thank our guests. You just heard a live session with Shelby Means. Leanne Suris was on the program, the Mooncats from Pick City, Michael Todd, and Revere Rivers. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor, and Ann Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. My name is Tom Brousseau. May you always find that lucky old sun until we meet again.